would like to take this opportunity to welcome Reverend Deacon Teji Abraham. Teji Samajan is actually a member of St. Mary's Orthodox Church in Carrollton, Texas, in the Dallas area. And Samajan is actually preparing, God willing, for his holy ordination to the priesthood next month on Saturday, September 28th. So we are requesting prayers for him and his family, especially as they embark and prepare for the ministry that God desires to entrust to them. And at this time, we invite Samajan to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barakamor, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and always, forever and ever. Amen. If you have a Bible, the passage that I would like to focus on today is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, and it's verses 21 through 23. And I'll read it briefly. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. The vast majority of us during this time have begun school, and we're going back to school. And so I don't wish to take too much time. I'll keep my message short for tonight. And this idea of going back to school, I think, is very pertinent and very important to this passage about wisdom and discretion. Going back to school, we look forward to many things. For those who are in, whether you're in middle school or high school or even college, it is a new chance. For many of us, if you're entering high school for the first time, it is promise of a new future. And for those who are entering college, it is preparation and life in the adult world and looking forward to careers and that sort of training. For those who are returning students, it is continuation of what happened last year and hopefully a chance to do better than the way we did last year. And wisdom and discretion are very important for these. I think in school it's quite easy for us to know when it comes to academics what the standard is. And being in our community, we are all expected to always maintain the highest possible GPA, to always strive to be number one, to always shoot for the A. And when it comes to our academics, that's our goal. And we know what the A is, we know how to get it. Many of our students work tirelessly day and night preparing and studying and working through exams just to make sure that they can maintain their GPA, meet the expectations of their parents and those around them in the community, and also so that they can prepare themselves for higher studies and hopefully to gain employment and become successful in life. So when it comes to grades, we know what's good and what's bad. We know where the standard is. We know what the scale is. But I think for many of us, where we fall short is when it comes to our life choices within our institutions of education. For a lot of us, our downfall doesn't come from our grades. It doesn't come from academics. For many of us, our downfall comes from the life choices and the decisions we make while we are in school. When it comes to life choices and these decisions that we make during school, what is an A? How do you know the difference between an A and an F? It takes discretion. We have to have wise choices and make wise choices. Discretion comes only from wisdom. And a lot of the church fathers teach us that wisdom can only come from humility. And that's really, really hard for us. Especially when academically we're striving to be number one, we want to be better than the rest of our peers. We want to be at a higher rank than those around us. So how do we become humble? Where is the place for humility in all this? As St. Paul says in Romans, that I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Not only are our bodies a living sacrifice, but what we do with our bodies and the work that we do is also a living sacrifice. The work that we do in school and the life choices that we make, are they a sacrifice to God? Is it something that we are offering up to God and saying, these are my fruits, these are the fruits of my labor, this is the best of my crop that I am offering up to you, O Lord. Just like the Bible is full of stories of farmers and ranchers and people with cattle and sheep offering their best of the best to God, we can also offer the best of our best to God. Our studies and our work are a sacrifice. It is our offering that we give to God. And then even beyond that, the life choices we make are also an offering to God. So when we make life decisions and we're choosing which path to follow, who are going to be in our circle of friends, where is our influence coming from? One of the most important questions to ask ourselves is going to be, is this decision that I'm making, is it a decision that is acceptable as a sacrifice to God? And if that answer to that question is no, then it tells us that we should probably change our decision. Look at it from a different angle, with a different perspective. And really make every aspect of our lives, whether it's academic or personal or spiritual, every aspect of our lives, let it be a sacrifice to God. With that, I just want to conclude my words and wish the very best for all those who are returning to school, who are embarking on a new academic journey, and wish you all the best in your studies. And may you pray that your studies and all the work that you do be an acceptable sacrifice to God. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.